strategy for marketing planning in Asia?
Sales and marketing strategy in Asia. We're currently in Hong Kong, Singapore and Thailand, and we are looking to launch into Malaysia, Korea and China in the near future. So it's finding partners to work with to make it work, really. So hopefully over the next year, 18 months, you'll see a big step change.
In this Cafe Dialect Pan, what is your hopefully for main target point?
Sorry, say again.
Cafe Dialect Planning in Thailand, can you share about for Thai people about your marketing project?
In Thailand, we are represented in most of the key retailers, and Thailand, I think, is the coffee. The coffee sector is growing, is changing, people are wanting to try different things. You've got your own traditional flavors, but actually people are wanting to try different things. So projects like this, so doing some media events, getting the communication about there about how coffee that is purchased with a social agenda really can still taste fantastic. So because we're buying it direct, we know where it comes from, it tastes great. But also, so we need media to talk about it, but also we are doing in-store activities, so you'll see price promotions, gondola end activity to get people to pick it up.
About a teenager target, what is your planning about to this teenager planning?
I think you're right to mention sort of the younger audience, because coffee is a trendy drink. So we are really just at the infancy, the beginning of a project to look at how do we get into cafes, how do we get that branding out of the supermarkets and into the trendy cafes. And so I think over the next year we will have made some progress. We've literally had some meetings this week to try and work out how we can move it on, because yes, it's a great product, it's on the supermarket shelves, but we need to move it away from there to places where people go and drink to make it exciting.
Yes. And Julian, next question. In another country, can you share about your planning marketing in Asia?
It's similar really. Singapore, which is our largest market currently in Asia, we have just done a similar media event to communicate about one of our coffees, to really get the message across that coffee can be different. It can taste different to what people expect and explain why it tastes different. So we've done an event like that. We're also trying to kick off the social media. Because so far we do quite a lot on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram in the UK, but we haven't done enough of it in Asia yet. So we need to kick that off. We need to use some of the information from the UK combined with some local information activity, what's going on, maybe some promotions, maybe some competitions that will then get people talking a bit more. So we need to get that happening.
And next question, what is the next challenge in the world of your work, Cafe Dialect?
The next challenge, wow, we get challenges every week, every day. So I think it's actually a good challenge, is that more and more coffee companies are starting to buy more ethically. So they're actually starting to think about where it comes from, and they're starting to tell consumers, which from our point of view is fantastic, because that's what we want people to do, but also it slightly erodes our point of difference. So this is where we need to make sure people realize that number one is the quality of Cafe Direct, and then number two really is that it's all sourced ethically and we know where it comes from and it's direct and smallholder farmers. And so that's a big challenge for us really, I think, is just being ahead of the market.
And next question, about your company or businessman, who would you work with, who would you like to work with in the future?
For me personally?
Yeah,
wow. I've been with Cafe Direct for 6 years, so I'm not planning on leaving yet, so a few more years, and I think it needs to be a company that has a product that I can happily stand up and say this is great. I need to have the passion about the product. It needs to be ethical. I couldn't get up every day and think I'm just earning some money for a big US multinational. It needs to be a smaller business that's doing something exciting.
Yes. And next question. What is the main theme of your working in your philosophy, main idea of your work, Cafe Direct?
Our main philosophy?
Yes.
I would say it's about, in every business there's risk. So whether it be the grower who has the risk of they plant some crops, are they going to grow, are they going to sell them, then we have risk where we buy product, are we going to sell it, we spend marketing money, and then we sell to retailers who have risk. Traditionally that risk has all been with the farmer. So the retailer just says, well, I'll pay the lowest price possible, and this is, you know, not necessarily in Thailand, but certainly our experience in the UK, you know, you get pushed from retailers. So that risk has always sat with the growers. Our aim is to balance that risk out. So we buy our coffee much earlier than a lot earlier in the purchasing process, I guess. So we pay for a coffee as soon as it's harvested. A lot of companies pay for the coffee as soon as it lands in their country. So that could be 3 or 4 months that actually the money sits in their bank account rather than the grower's bank account. So we pay for it early and just try and balance that risk a bit. And I think that's the key thing. It's just, can we do business more fairly as a world? That's it, really.
Yeah. And Julian, last one. Please say something, your product in Cafe Direct, and say something for Thai people about in this coffee.
Sorry, you mean?
Say something for...
Okay.
Product.
What would I say? I'd say try it. Taste it. Think about what you're drinking. It's not the same as freeze-dried coffee, 2-in-1, 3-in-1. It's coffee that is looked after and it tastes of coffee. And I think that's the key thing. Give it a try, taste it, enjoy it. And then while you're enjoying it, read the back of the pack to understand where it comes from.
Thank you for making interview time with Variety News Online.
You're welcome.
Thank you.